live. It is the Saturday edition of the program. You can dial in and take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever might have to be on your mind. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Hey, we've got a lot of features on our website, and we give them away. Now, if you like the fact that we give those features away, then there's ways you can support the show by, for instance, going to promote.freetalklive.com. You can get a whole list of things that you can do to help get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world, because, darn it, that's important. Because there really isn't anybody else in nationally syndicated radio that's doing this. So head on over to promote.freetalklive.com and see what ways you might feel inspired to help out the show. That's promote.freetalklive.com. As we continue here, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. A question went out last hour from one of our listeners to our other listeners, you, about how you feel about the idea of people essentially opting out of the system. It's basically staying where they are. And no longer participating in the federal government. Let's just look at the federal government. How about people opting out of that? Why should I feel any obligation to do anything for the federal government? I don't take anything from them. I don't want anything from them. I don't want to pay them any of my money. And I don't want to go to, you know, Honduras. So why shouldn't I be able to opt out?
You know, I think it's the idea that that you can leave. You know, if you don't like what's going on, well, you can leave.
I am leaving mentally.
Well, I don't know that one necessarily has. I own my property.
Yeah.
I paid for it. I don't have to leave. I mean, that's ridiculous. But I think that another analogy that should be made is, well, that's an opportunity to move to a different cell in the prison. I was in prison. I spent 9 years in prison. I can tell you there are better cells and there are worse cells. I had a cell where we could look out at night and see the moon, and there was a little fountain. It was a nice cell.
Yeah.
And there's, you know, there would be other cells where people would be sodomized. There's good cells and bad cells. So, you know, just because the United States happens to be one of the better cells doesn't mean that we can't improve upon it in
Absolutely.
The area of freedom.
Let's go to your calls and your thoughts. Let's start out with Trey, listening in South Carolina to WSC-FM. Hello, Trey.
Oh, yeah, I was listening a couple weeks ago when Mr. Unz was on talking about illegal immigration and all that, and we had a couple callers from Charleston. They were real idiots, and it just made me feel bad because we have enough people from the South Carolina area out there making a bad name for us. I mean, we had Miss Teen South Carolina and the You Lie guy. We don't need other people in other areas of media just making South
Carolina. Was the Miss Teen
bad.
South Carolina, was that the girl that
the Iraq and the and the
yeah. That was really funny. But, you know, you're being far too sort of geographic about this, tribal as it were. I mean, you know, you aren't what South Carolina is. You're just your own person.
Yeah, don't collect. There's no need to collectivize people within a certain geographic landmass. I mean, there are ignorant people everywhere, and I prefer to use the term ignorant rather than stupid. I mean, some people may be dumb. There may be some dumb people out there, but I think most people are just ignorant because they just don't have the information that they need to make, to make the right decisions or to sound informed. I think that's really.
I'm pretty sure one of the guys that called was just straight up dumb because he asked something about how, well, do you guys know that the property rates in Charleston had gone up since the Mexican invasion? I think he called it, and I don't know about him, but my rent goes up every year. And it's been doing that for years, you know.
Correlation is not causation, and I mean, there are all things, kinds of things that we can say to that. But if people aren't paying attention, if they aren't hearing, they're getting the right information. Are you listening to a police scanner?
Oh no, I'm at the gas station.
Oh, okay. Sounded like noisy in the background. Hey, I appreciate you calling in tonight. Let you get your gas, and thank you for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. But you'll find ignorant people everywhere. Heck, I'm ignorant about all kinds of things.
Indeed.
Who isn't ignorant about all kinds of things? I mean, we can only know so much. We can only focus our knowledge in certain areas. So while I may know how to open up a WAV file and convert it to an MP3 and edit it and add in some sound effects, I can't change my oil on my car. You know, I'm sure I could had I wanted to spend the time to learn how, but
I could probably learn how to properly edit a WAV file. But I think that that's sort of the idea of what's the
division of labor?
Division of labor. That's it.
Right. So we don't have to know everything about everything because there are other people out there who can know those things for us. Unfortunately, there are some areas in life where it may be important to know a few things, like, you know, freedom. I think knowledge about the ideas of liberty is pretty important. One of the reasons why it's a common theme on this program, to help open people's eyes to that. Because now, as you were saying earlier in our program, Mark, it's easier than ever for people to come across good ideas, for people to take a new idea that they come across and analyze it and check it and you know, go online and learn more about it and decide how they feel about it than ever. There are fewer and fewer excuses these days for being ignorant towards certain ideas. But in general, we're all going to be ignorant of a whole bunch of things throughout our lives, and that's never going to change. That's okay. 800-259-9231, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. So ignorance is not necessarily stupidity. We continue and talk to Phil, listening also in Charleston to WSEFM. Phil, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi. I had a thought about the plan to remove yourself from the government while still, you know, living here in the States.
Yes, sir.
Uh-oh.
I'll tell you what. We're gonna. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay. You broke up a little bit. We'll keep you on. If it breaks up again, I'm gonna put you on hold. But go ahead.
Okay. I think it's a fine print issue. Have you ever installed a piece of software in your computer and it comes up with a thing that you have to agree to?
Sure. They all do that.
Yeah. The licensing agreement. You swear to give us your child.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't read the thing. You just say, you know, oh, yeah, I want the software, whatever. And
whatever.
You know, go ahead.
Yeah.
I think we sort of accidentally agree to this stuff when we use the federally funded roads and federally subsidized power lines and stuff like that. So I think it'd be really hard to remove yourself from all those little implicit agreements that you didn't mean to agree to but accidentally did.
I understand, Phil, what you're saying. I think that in some cases it's ludicrous to believe that you're in any way consenting to the federal government simply by using a road that they've stolen money from people and paid.
And property.
Because
even when they do buy the property, they buy it under the threat of, hey, look, you're going to give us this property and we're going
to
take it.
But I do think that, to what you said, that there are unspoken agreements out there, and I think there are many of them, and I think that typically what happens is, when the federal government demands something of you, like, say, the census, where the census envelope says, your response is required by law, and then you go ahead and respond, well, that's you consenting to them. Now, they threatened you, they scared you and all that, but I think there are little decisions like that that go along the line of things that you don't necessarily have to participate in order to survive, like you do when you're, you know, going to the grocery store and things like that. I think in those ways, they are getting you to go along, to get along. And if people were to stop consenting to these things, then they would find their power severely limited.
Oh, absolutely. And I was trying to think of, you know, just how hard would it be to remove yourself from all those agreements? I think you'd have to not own property. You'd have to not receive salary from another taxpayer. I mean, they've got their hooks in you so many different ways.
Well, fortunately, the feds don't tax my property.
You're assuming that they have legitimate control over what it is that they have. I mean, because the property that the idea is that a state and all the states came together to create the federal government, but that a state somehow has sovereign power over all the land that is contained within that little line, that circle. And the fact is, they don't have legitimate sovereign power over it because they took it by force in the first place.
Right.
They decide. So when
does
they
a thief own what he steals?
Right. I mean, and that's really the question.
Well, they did, but and now they have it, and you know, and
they have it, but possession
they
is
have
different
it,
from
but
ownership.
They don't have any more moral imperative over it. So if I decide that I, you know, that I'm opting out, I can choose to opt out. Now, will they come after me? Yes, they will.
Maybe,
but
they haven't come after us for Social Security.
Yeah,
Mark.
Social Security. That's true.
Right. You and I don't pay that.
But I don't think there's any law that you have to pay Social Security.
I don't know. Who cares?
But the Social Security. We saw a piece of paper. The Social Security Administration said you didn't have to pay.
Hey, thanks for the call, Phil. Appreciate hearing from you, and thanks for the thoughts. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. I don't care what their laws say because I don't consent. I didn't agree to it. They aren't my representatives, and I'm not interested in their statutes, because that's what they really are. They're statutes. rules for society. Laws are different. We can talk about that. Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear it?
It's very annoying.
I hear it.
Can you hear that sound? That ringing. That hissing.
I can't get to sleep with it.
I can't concentrate. I hear it constantly.
You can't hide from it.
Everywhere I go, it doesn't go away. It drives me nuts.
It's tinnitus.
A constant ringing in your ear caused by loud machines.
Loud music.
Ah, finally. Quietus.
I love Quietus. Quietus will stop the ringing fast.
Quietus is all-natural, chewable, quiet relief.
Quiet relief so I can work.
I now get a full night's rest. Quietus has helped thousands of people with tinnitus.
Quietus is real, my friend.
Quietus has changed my life.
Call right now for your risk-free trial of Quietus at 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817. Stop the ringing now. 1-800-758-1817. That's 1-800-758-1817.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Jim Newcomer with Midas Resources, talking today about change. Not the change we were promised by President Obama, but the reality that we must face in these changing economic times. With our national debt currently exceeding $12.5 trillion and our unfunded liabilities totaling over $107 trillion, the value of the U.S. dollar continues its slide into oblivion. There's still time to ensure your financial security with precious metals, but you need to act today. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we can explore how Midas Resources can help you secure your financial future. With our government continuing to find new ways to spend our money at the expense of our children and grandchildren, there's still time to acquire a true hedge against inflation with precious metals. Call me, Jim Newcomer, at 800-686-2237, extension 104, and we'll discuss how you can take physical possession or convert your IRA into precious metals before it's too late. 800-686-2237, extension 104, and make the commitment today to retain the security you worked a lifetime to establish.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30, and Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free. The live Saturday edition is here for you. You can bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they're totally free. So enjoy those on us. Features, by the way, including our archive. So if you've missed a moment of the show, you can just go and click and download. They're yours right there on the front page of the site. In fact, if you go into the podcast, they'll go all the way back to the beginning of 2009. Totally free for you. none of those membership fees or anything else that those other talk show hosts try to charge you for to access their sites. Ours is free. FreeTalkLive.com.
Have you tried to lose weight before but failed? I've developed with the help of experts, a super concentrated weight loss formula. All you have to do is take this pill, and you don't have to change the way you go about your lifestyle in any way. I price them so that you can spend less than a dollar a day to lose weight. And go check it out at Lumathin Plus. You can see a dorky picture of me in a workout outfit. And I've been using these things. They worked for me, and I wanted to make them available to other people. It's LumaThinPlus.com.
We had a call in the first hour of the program with a question for our listeners that we managed to flesh out, and I think people have been answering it, but nobody's really answered it in the way I think that it was originally asked. We're talking about the idea of essentially opting out of the governmental coercion system and opting into a voluntary society, one in which you don't have some coercive gang trying to extract your wealth from you to pay for things that you may not necessarily want. And the question's original thrust was towards those who disagree with that idea, towards those who think that, that's impossible, you have to stay in the system, and here's why. You know, why I don't think that you should be able to do that. Why you can't opt out. People who support the current system. We haven't really heard from any of them tonight. So far, the calls have been relatively supportive of the idea of opting out and staying right where you are, which I think is good.
It sounds crazy, but that's the way it's been happening.
Of course, I think that if you get together with other people who want to opt out in the same area, I think that might help, because it helps to have other people of a like mind nearby to back you up in the case that the coercive gang does decide to come after you. But I did mention that there's a difference between laws and statutes, and the government is constantly calling statutes laws because, they want you to believe they're laws. But really, statutes are rules of society. And if you look at your state governments and the U.S. code, statutes and code, these are similar terms for essentially legislated rules of society. The idea is that when you enter into society, you are essentially voluntarily choosing to come together with other individuals for a common purpose. And in the society known as the state society, they elect people called so-called representatives, and they create all these rules. They're statutes. They're legislative rules for society. Laws. To me, laws are immutable. Laws are not something that man can just sketch on a pad. Laws are, like gravity. Laws are like natural law that cause and effect. What you do has consequences. There are laws in effect there that you can't get away from. Those are what I consider to be laws. In every case across all the world, across the universe, there are certain laws, in effect. Those have no relation whatsoever to legislation, to statutes and acts and code and regulations and things like that. So I hope that makes that clear, the differentiation between those. 800-259-9231. We continue with your thoughts. Ladies first. Claire is in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Claire. Claire in Maryland. Going once. Claire in Maryland, going twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, hello.
There you are. Go ahead, Claire.
Hello. Yes. I wanted to share an idea that I think that really bothers me with this new administration. And that's the theory that if you're wealthy, if you have done all the things right in society, that you have accumulated wealth not only for yourself, that you will be able to be comfortable in retirement, something to leave for your children, something where you don't need the help of the government. You're not even a drain on the government or your society. You have amassed it for yourself. They have demonized that as if there is something wrong with that and that you have too much and you should be giving it to the people that have chosen not to do that. And I think the way I look at it, the government right now, the country is like the golden goose, that lays the golden egg. Right now, that goose is down at the vet in life support. And they keep making more promises, assuming that goose is going to lay more golden eggs. And I think they are draining this country so much that that goose is going to die at some point.
It's not just the country. It's the world, because America used to be the freest place on the planet. And, a lot of the prosperity that we have currently is as a result of that. And it's, I'm sorry to say the United States is slipping down the chart of the most fiscally free countries in the world. It's difficult to read. Socially free places. Go ahead.
I have a thought, too. From Harriet Tubman to people that came to this country from other countries. They left their homelands. That's a very hard thing to do. And if people today mm-hmm. think about the thought of leaving your country, that's a very hard thing to do. But why did they do it? It was freedom. Even if they had to come into this country, the European settlers in the early, you know, even in the late 1800s, they didn't care if they had to live a great deal, because back then families were much bigger, 10 to 12 to a family. They would sacrifice living in a small apartment, anything, just to have freedom. They would suffer persecutions of being the new nationality into the country. Why? Because there was a chance of freedom. There was a chance to accumulate wealth and to be something that you could not be in your own country. And
Claire, who's willing to do that these days? Do you feel like anybody's really willing to take those kinds of drastic steps these days? Because I don't really feel like there are very many people like that.
Like willing to work? Well, I have to tell you, from where I stand, I'm 46. I don't feel like I'm in my country anymore. For the first time, I really feel like I don't feel like I have the chances that.
Why for the first? May I, if you don't mind, why for the first time? I did notice you opened your call with this administration, and then you went on to talk about how they, you know, they don't appreciate wealthy people and that they're making them out to be the evil people. Do you feel like wealthy people were appreciated before the Obama administration by the government?
Maybe I just didn't notice, because this health care has taken what I perceive as a liberty of mine. They are forcing me to something. They are forcing me to subsidize other people.
That's a fair answer. That's a fair answer. But, you know, to look
everybody's
back,
got their issue. The thing that shows
I'm glad that the health care thing woke you up. But to look back, they've been forcing you to subsidize all kinds of things
that you may
or may not necessarily have agreed with for a long time.
Yeah, the bailout under the Bush administration was a bunch of poor people paying a bunch of bankers for making mistakes.
Dairy farmers have been subsidized for years. All kinds of essentially farmers have been that are
those were all like drops in the bucket. And this healthcare thing was
giving you examples of things that have been subsidized.
It's 1/7 of the bucket.
Yeah, there's all kinds of corporate welfare as well as private welfare, and it's all subsidies for various different interest groups that the government wants to pander to. So it's what you're looking at now is a $3+ trillion. I think it's like $3.5 trillion federal government. But a couple of years ago, it was $3 trillion. So it's not like it's gotten that much bigger. It's been a problem all along. And really what's been going on is Obama is really, he's like Bush the third. He's building off of all of the big government programs that Bush passed, and Bush built off of all the big government programs that Clinton passed. And, Clinton seems like a small government guy compared to George Bush and Barack Obama, because they're all just kind of in this chain of authoritarians that are coming to power, and they're just there might be some slight differences between them, but they all want to rule over you and extract your money, your hard-earned wealth from you, no matter who they are, Republican or Democrat. And I thank you, Claire, for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Van, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly. Within days, the episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit FreeToProsper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123.
or visit freetoprosper.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Utopiasilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition for you to take control of. You can bring up whatever you want. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The bulletin board system is there with over 500,000 posts. There's an awful lot to talk about with a whole bunch of people, a lot of other listeners there. It's, by the way, virtually unmoderated, so keep that in mind when you're visiting at bbs.freetalklive.com. That'll get you there for free, of course, bbs.freetalklive.com.
When you use other search engines, they put cookies on your computer and, sell your information to, third parties and that kind of thing. Not with startpage.com. Go over to startpage.com. Take their seven-day challenge today. It's startpage.com. You can use their little they got the little search thing that you can put in the upper right-hand corner of your
screen. I do like the search thing.
Yeah. I don't know what to describe it. What is that? The thing in the upper right-hand corner, the little search box.
Search box? Search plugin box? I don't know. You've described it. If you've got a web browser that's of this generation, you probably know what you're talking about.
Startpage.com.
Yeah. All right, we continue with your phone calls. Going to Michael, listening to KBKW in Washington. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
You know what I'm saying?
Say what? Hello?
Yeah.
You're on the air.
Oh, hello.
What's on your mind tonight, Michael?
Well, first of all, I wanted to see if you could tell me, do they put oil into glass when they're making it?
Do they put oil into glass?
Yeah, like do they take a mixture of oil and then put it into glass and then heat it down and then make glass?
I don't know much about the glass creation process. Mark, do you know about
it's
glass?
Not Answers Talk Live now.
Well, yeah, we're just talk show hosts, so we don't really know much of anything.
I was just wondering. I know. Okay, my second. Okay, let's get on to
wait a minute. We'll throw it out there. There's a good possibility somebody is a glass blower or a glass manufacturer listening to the program tonight. If you know the answer to the question, do they put oil in glass when they create it, then you can call in and answer the question.
I bet you the answer is sometimes.
All right, go ahead with your other point, sir.
Okay, now I hear, I don't got TV. I haven't had TV for almost 2 years now, and all I do is listen to radio.
Good man. Who needs television anyway?
Well, it'd be nice to have for a lot of different reasons, but anyway, now I hear all you guys talking about, like, well, we're going to vote everybody out, you know, so we can get our,
Who's all you guys?
Well, all you talk show hosts. You talk about, well, we'll vote them all out. We're going to vote,
you won't hear that on this show.
All the guys we want out.
You know what? I tell you
that voting is a statistically insignificant process, especially the higher you go up the ladder.
Listen to what I'm trying to get to. We'll listen to you, but listen to us here real quick. Right. You grouped us in with those other talk show hosts, and I don't much appreciate that because I don't think that we're anything like those guys. We've never said
on this program.
So now you guys claim
to be that you're Americans, right? You believe in our Constitution?
Wait, let's start with the first question about the Constitution. At one time, I would have called myself a constitutionalist, but at this point, I've come to the realization that either the Constitution has, as Lysander Spooner put it so many years ago, either the Constitution has authorized all the tyranny we see today, or it has been powerless to prevent it. In addition to that, I realize that I have not signed the Constitution, that it is not my government, that I want nothing whatsoever to do with it. So the answer is the Constitution was a nice try at attempting to limit the power of the violent monopoly, but it has failed. And so, no, I don't really care about the Constitution. It has no bearing on my life.
Well, then how do you base your way of structure of life on how you should be here in this country?
My structure of life has nothing to do with the Constitution. I get up in the morning. I eat some breakfast. I make some phone calls.
So if you do something wrong, who determines on... Like, well, how I'm punishing you?
The Constitution doesn't.
If you don't abide by our Constitution.
The Constitution doesn't address punishment.
Well, the Constitution isn't intended to cause you to abide in any way. It's supposed to be a restriction on government, and it's failed to do that.
Yeah, the Constitution is not a set of rules for you to follow. The Constitution is a set of rules for the people calling themselves government to follow.
I
think we've seen pretty clear that the government people don't really give much of a flip about what the Constitution says.
Right. I agree with you.
So why should I?
Right. Well, you should, because the thing of it is if we uphold what was written in it, what's going on now wouldn't have been going on.
Who's we, and how would I uphold the people?
See, the thing of it is I am the government. You are the government.
No, that's the big lie. Hear me out. Let me hear my point.
Hear my point.
I heard it, but go ahead.
Now, the thing of it is the reason why I say that is because, well, we appoint these people in office when we vote for them to be there.
I didn't vote for them. You keep saying we, and it's not me, man. I voted for a lot of people that didn't get into office. Michael, you keep on saying things that aren't true. Michael, we've had you on for the entire segment.
Now, the thing of it is, now they took the choice. Now they were supposed to look out for the country, for everybody. But instead, they did the opposite, and they made bad deals. They destroyed our country within.
So what are you going to do about it?
Well, the reason they were able to do what he wants to do about it.
I'm with you guys on a lot of points and issues.
Uh-huh.
Now, at all costs, I wouldn't like to see no violence go down to get our country back to having our freedom. But when we fought for our freedom the first time to establish this country, we didn't get it by filling out complaint forms, filing lawsuits, or having a vote with the other side. We had to pick up arms and fight and die. Now, the thing of it is, no, we don't want to do that. Now, I have an idea. Well, why don't we, get together and get badges that would say United States Constitutional Marshal. And we arrest them.
Why do
we
I have to have this badge?
And we become.
I
the police,
am not interested in arresting
anybody. I'm not wearing a badge or a silly hat. I don't need those things in order to be sovereign in myself.
But the thing of it is well, then basically, we need to form together and take our country.
Well, I understand where you're coming from, okay? I get it. You feel like you've been screwed over, and it's true. You have. They've screwed you over. But I am not the government.
Now I get to respond
to some of the things you've said.
Don't interrupt.
So you keep saying you trotted out we're the government, you're the government, we voted for them. No, I'm not the government. I'm not somebody who wants to control my neighbor with coercive force. I will not aggress against my neighbor, so therefore I could not possibly be part of the government.
What are you going to do, lay down and take it? Is that what you're saying to me?
No, actually. You've been presented with a false choice.
Where's your courage to get up and do what we need to do?
Is this the first time you've listened to this show?
No.
Really? Well, let me tell you, sir. I don't pay federal income taxes, and I talk about that on the radio. Is that courageous enough for you?
That is courageous.
Thank you for the call.
I would really love to learn how.
Thank you, sir.
No. You don't have to learn how not to pay federal income tax. You just don't pay it.
You just don't pay it. I picked up my life and moved from Sarasota, Florida, to Keene, New Hampshire, as part of the Free State Project in order to get active for liberty. I've gone to jail because I refuse to obey some silly zoning ordinance, and I might likely go to jail here later this month because I refuse to pay for a parking ticket. Now, obviously, those aren't as significant as the whole federal tax thing, but at some level,
those are your interactions with the government. Right?
Those are what they've come after me for, yeah. And so, no, I'm not about laying down and taking it. I'm about refusing to obey. And that's the false choice that so many people have been presented with. He either believes you lay down and take it, or you pick up arms.
Yeah, you got to bring out an AK-47 and start shooting cops in order to be a real revolutionary. No, I'm not ready to do that.
No, and
I don't think it's time to do that.
And there's a difference between courage and stupidity as well. And
yeah.
Taking up arms is, I think, kind of dumb.
And I
used to believe in that crap.
I understand the frustration that people feel in that area. I get it. I've certainly felt it. Sometimes I feel it,
sure.
I do feel it on a pretty regular basis.
It still wells up in me sometimes, but I reject it, and I embrace peace, and I embrace forgiveness, and embrace the ideas of non-cooperation. You don't have to cooperate with the people that are trying to extract money from you. Maybe they will end up successfully extracting it from you down the line, you know, garnishing your bank account or something like that. But there are ways around it. Buy some gold, bury it, buy some silver, whatever. There are ways to get around this stuff. Get together with other like-minded people.
Free State Project.
Free State Project. We'll talk more about that coming up here in moments. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit idstronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit idstronghold.com. That's idstronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain, except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231 tonight. It's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com.
You've heard the claims, and I'm here to tell you that they're true. Your baby can learn how to read. Go see the video at babyreadingkit.com and see a couple of babies that have been exposed to the monkey see, monkey do videos. You can get them at babyreadingkit.com. I got them for my son, and I recommend them for your child. It's been a language explosion at my house recently. Babyreadingkit.com.
All right. Oh, and by the way, freetalklive.com. Get registered for an account. You can submit show prep ideas, videos, blog posts, whatever it is you want that you think our other listeners might enjoy, and then vote up and vote down on the ones that you do and don't like, and the best ones will end up in the top of our page at freetalklive.com, so be sure you go and explore the new features of our website. We go back to your phone calls here, but real quick, just want to address a couple things that Michael brought up a moment ago, the idea that we are the government. No, no, I am not, and I refuse to be included in part of a essentially a coercive criminal gang. Actually, we saw a video of Obama admitting publicly what the government is. He admitted that the government is essentially a monopoly on violence. That's basically what he said. I'm paraphrasing it slightly, but he used those words, monopoly on violence.
I've been thinking, we don't usually use sound clips on this show. That's so talk radio-ish, and we don't really do that. But I think we should get a sound clip of that one, because it is...
On that, Mark.
I don't have any idea how to do that. That's your bill of whack. You do the sound stuff.
Well, maybe you can find one of your producers who would be willing to do that for you. Anyway, and then the whole idea...
You have to have it prepared so you can play it. I can't play
you
it.
Get your producer to put it together and send it to me. Anyway... Then the other idea was to take back the country. Well, take what back exactly? I already said I don't want anything to do with the government, so I have no interest in taking it over, because I don't believe in forcing my views on anybody else. I don't believe in forcing people to pay for things that I think are important, or forcing people to not do things that they want to do. I don't believe in that, so I have no interest in taking back a coercive apparatus. Isn't that what he means by take back the government? Isn't that this, or take back the country? It means take control of the state, take control of the violent monopoly. No, no thanks. Not interested. We go to your phone calls, 800-259-9231. I just prefer to be left the hell alone. How about that? Let's go to Charlottesville, listening to WCHV. Charlie is with us. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Well, hello, Ian and Mark. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, great, Charlie. What's on your mind tonight?
Fantastic. Oh, I feel your pain. I really do. We talk to people. Yes, just to do the right thing. And this is the first time I've listened to your program. Believe that, first time caller.
Well, welcome, sir. We're on there in Charlottesville every Saturday night.
Sorry for the shock.
Saturday night. And usually I'm off. I'm traveling. I do a golf business and I try to do the best thing I can. You know, the kids are all raised. The grandkids are coming up and the great grandkids are coming up. And, hey, this monopoly is ruining for the rest of their lives. You know that?
Yes. I feel sorry for people with grandchildren that if things are just going to keep getting worse unless they don't, unless something changes. And I mean, it's certainly a possibility the federal government could crash and burn tomorrow or next year or 5 years down the line. So.
Probably not possible, but civil disobedience, you've been practicing it for quite some time. I get that kind of drift from your talk. Is that correct?
I'm relatively new, Adam. I mean, I've been not paying federal taxes for about 5 years now, but doing a little more civil disobedience. Really,
they haven't come and knocked on your door because they don't have any federal taxes coming from you. Anything else, they don't come and say, hey, come with us, please. We'd like to introduce you to some bars and locks.
Yeah, right. They know right where I am. They could certainly come and get me any old time they wanted to, but I've also done some more localized civil disobedience. I'll be out at 4:20 in the afternoon tomorrow smoking some cannabis in the town square here in Keene, New Hampshire, and I've done that many a times, and I refuse to obey and refuse to pay fines and things like that. So yeah, I'm a little experienced. I wouldn't call myself Gandhi or anything like that, though.
So you didn't fill out your civil disobedience census form.
I did not fill out the census. In fact, they sent me another one, so I've got two now. In fact, tomorrow at the 4:20, we're going to have a census burning party as well, so that'll be fun.
That ought to be interesting. I did fill out mine, though. I just put down two Americans, one male, one female. When I put sex, they're not intelligent enough to put gender, so I crossed that off and put gender on it for them. And then I let my dog lick the envelope because I didn't want to give them a DNA sample with me licking the envelope, so I gave my dog. So I set that up. And I got a second one, the male. Of course, you got the pre-census form notification that you're going to get it. Then you get the form itself, and then you get a after notification that you ought to send it in pretty soon. And then another week later, I got another form. So maybe I'll send one in and just say, yeah, there's two people here, but we don't know what kind of sex we are, other than normal sex.
If you're
going to
send
like
it in, yeah, if you're going to send it in, you might as well put some silly nonsense on there. I thank
tell
you
them
for the
there's
call.
24 Eskimos living at your house.
Thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Israel, listening to WFTL in Miami. Israel, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
How you doing, Mark?
You're on the air. What's on your mind?
Okay. No, I just wanted to view my my points here. I have a few points I wanted to make up. I voted for Obama, you know, for president, and so far I disagree with a few of the things that he's done, but I really have to agree on a lot of things that he has in mind. One of them, the most important one of all right now, is the health care plan, and there's a lot of controversy about that. I think that would be the best thing for this country right now for a lot
of
young
What would
people.
Be the best thing exactly?
The best thing is that everybody is forced. Actually, I know it sounds kind of like maybe socialist, but everybody should be forced to have some kind of health insurance. And overall, we're going to have a healthier country. Everybody's going to be a lot healthier.
So you're okay with then? Let me just make sure I'm understanding what you're saying.
Okay.
You're okay then with putting me in a jail cell because I, for instance, may not want to go along with the plan.
Let me say this, okay? I work in downtown Miami.
Yeah.
Okay? And you really have to see what I see every single morning. There is people sleeping in the streets, you know, sick people throwing up, you know. I mean, it's really sick. You really have to walk those streets early in the morning.
And you think you're going to help those people by forcing them to pay for health insurance?
No, no.
I mean, what kind of nonsense is that?
No.
They can't afford it, and I don't care.
No, let them explain
themselves. Right, okay, what I'm trying to tell you is that by forcing everybody to get health insurance, okay, maybe, and I'm just going to give you a little example. Maybe that person that is in the street could have probably been helped a long time ago. You never know I'm just using that for an example. His own.
You're talking about alcoholics, man. Right. The guy wouldn't be in the street because you forced him to get health insurance?
What I'm trying to tell you is that person might have been sick or ill at one time, and yet they probably denied them in the hospital. You know, like when you go into the emergency room, some of these people that really don't have money and low-income people, they go into an emergency room, and they give you such a hard time, and they make you wait hours and hours and hours. You know what that person usually does?
Just the reason
walk out of the emergency room.
The reason that you have
about
to wait.
The low income. Wait, I'm talking.
Wait,
talking
no,
about
I'm done waiting.
People.
Hold on. The reason that you have to wait in the emergency room is because people that don't have health insurance are using it as a doctor's office, and there's too many people there, and it's not an emergency room anymore. It's somebody using it as a doctor's office.
Well, that also brings another issue that I want to talk about, and that is. Probably going to disagree, like a lot of people disagree in this country, but the people that mostly disagree on this particular topic is the people that are very wealthy. The people that are in the...
I don't have any significant
wealth.
Dude,
I drive a 93 Dodge Shadow with peeling paint. Don't tell me I'm wealthy. I just don't want you telling me how to live my life.
It's not about disagreeing.
Hold on, dude.
Calm down.
It's not about disagreeing. You keep on saying, well, people disagree. It's about you suggesting that force should be used in order to make me do something. It's not about disagreeing. It's about pointing guns at people.
Okay, well, let me tell you something. I live here in Miami, state of Florida.
I've got that, yeah.
And the government forces me, well, whatever. I mean, they lobbied up there in Tallahassee. The government forces me to have automobile insurance. I remember when I was a kid, okay?
See, Mark, it's okay to force people because you've already been
somebody's
forced.
Somebody's forced me already, so I get to force other people.
That's a cycle of abuse, man.
Somebody hit me when I was in school. Do I get to hit you?
If I drive my car without insurance, a police officer...
Hey, I got news for you, Israel. We live in New Hampshire. There's no requirement that you have to have insurance. But people do it anyway because it's a good idea. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And people would get help when they were looking for it in the absence of force because, well, other people care about people and they are willing to help them out. That's why we have organizations like the Shriners and other charitable groups, which we'd have more of if we didn't have the state. We're coming up. Hour 3.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand.